And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have John DePilatis, who's the director of Sitka High Music Director.
Hello.
Hi. And Kaya Pike, who is a graduating senior and a musician at Sitka High.
Hi.
Kaya is actually that she plays the piccolo and the barry sax means she's possibly one of the most dangerous people on the island.
Explain for our non-music listeners.
That's all I've got for you. It's just
it's an interesting combination.
Yeah, it's a warning.
Possibly
beware.
Lethal.
Yes.
Well, we're here to talk about the upcoming final concert for Sitka High, which will be May 6th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. It's also significant for both of you because it will be your final concert for Sitka High. John, you are leaving us. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I'm graduating. I've accepted a job for the next year at the American International School in Cairo, Egypt, teaching choir.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
And Kaya, you are graduating. Congratulations as well.
Yes. I'm not going to quite as illustrious a place as Mr. D, but I'm going up to Fairbanks to study elementary ed and marine biology.
Well, how are you two feeling about this final concert?
It'll be good. You'll like it. You should come
to it.
All
right, way to emote, musicians.
Well, you know.
Well, let's talk about what folks will hear you at the upcoming performance. You have five groups of musicians. Who's going to be performing? What groups?
Yes, this is our finale concert, and it's something I've done differently since I've gotten here. Before I was here in my first year, we had our last concert before we went to music festival, and my idea was let's have music festival and let's perform there and learn what we can learn from the adjudicators and stuff, and let's give our best effort a few weeks later where we've got some time to rehearse and implement those ideas. So this is our finale concert. It involves all of the performing groups at Sitka High, including the jazz band, the symphonic band, the concert and treble choirs, and the vocal jazz.
And what are some of your favorite pieces, the ones you're most excited about?
Kaya?
Oh, well, since I'm in symphonic band and jazz band, I'm most excited, of course, about performing certain pieces. So we're playing Tempered Steel in symphonic band, which is a really intense, it's like 7.5 minute long.
Of just pure adrenaline excitement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did you place that, John, in the lineup?
Symphonic band, I think, will be last. So.
And was that with an ear towards that really energetic performance?
Not necessarily. I usually put that group last just because it involves the most kids, and we get bigger as we go. So,
well, and what else is going to be in the lineup that you folks are excited about?
We are adding a tune in the jazz band. It's a little something unusual, a little hip hop funk thing called
Orange Drink.
Orange
Something
Drank.
You really drank. Can't pronounce.
Okay. Drank. Yeah, and Orange Drank is significant for us because, you know, we do the New Year's Eve concert, and that's always a question among my parent volunteers. Should we have the big thing of Orange Drank or not? And there's been some debate as to whether we did it last year or the year before. We can't remember.
And what's really interesting about Orange Drank?
You mean the substance? I mean, it's a fascinating substance.
Or the piece.
Because truly, I mean, does that exist in nature? What's it made out of? I mean, no one knows. We just know it's orange and that it's drank.
And can you hear that in the piece?
I would hope so, yeah. Okay. I would hope that you would leave the concert, you know, saying, I either crave Orange Drank or what is that?
Well, there's also going to be some chanting that evening.
Yes, you heard. Kaya has heard all of these groups at Music Fest. Do you want to talk about concert choir?
Yes. So concert choir is our choir composed of, you know, guys and girls, and it's quite a large choir this year. And one of their songs is called Sound Chants, and there aren't any actual words, or at least I couldn't actually hear any words. It's just lots of syllables and. Slightly arrhythmic.
There are lots of words. They just happen to mean nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And that sounds like that'll be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
There are about 18 pieces, right, that will be performed?
I suppose, yeah. Yeah.
And how long do you think the performance will be?
Should be less than an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, you know, when I think about this lineup, John, how you come up with it? I mean, how do you choose pieces for all these disparate groups and musicians who are at different levels?
Well, really, that's that skill is something that is acquired over time, and is really one of the most important things that you have as a skilled music director. Is that, for instance, in the symphonic band, I've got 55 different kids with all different abilities. Particularly a place like this where that's really essentially a non-audition group to a great extent, and so. This end of the clarinet section and that end of the clarinet section might be very different. Some years you have strong brass, weak woodwinds, or whatever different permutations of that. So it kind of is a trick to find pieces that challenge everybody and get them moving to be better than they are, without boring to tears, other people, because either it's super hard or it's super easy or something like that. So it's a trick, but that's... it gets done. So,
do you think that there are any skills or experience you've gained during your years here that will be translatable to your new job that will help you with that?
Well, I didn't teach choir before I moved here, so yeah, I would say that skill would be important.
And how have you evolved in how you approach what you do here? You mentioned that a little bit in terms of placement of the finale concert around. The music festival. What else has changed for you?
Well, I think ultimately every director has his or her priorities. And, that's true in the classroom. The things that bug me to death don't bug somebody else to death. The things that are, different aspects of music, tuning might be a big priority to somebody. It's not as much to someone else, or rhythmic integrity, whatever. And it's just important to remember everybody's a little different. That doesn't mean that they're weaker or stronger if their priorities are different.
And Kaya, for you, the finale concert, for students in general, how are you approaching this finale concert? It's at the end of a long year of academics and performing. I mean, the music festival in Ketchikan, when was that? That was not that long ago, right?
It was, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
It just seemed like a long... We were on the boat.
We were on the boat for so long.
Yeah.
And time just escaped us.
We did. I think we achieved a record of human beings sleeping on the floor of the bar of the Matanuska.
Yes.
96 is the new record. So.
Yes.
Well, is it hard to generate energy for this finale concert, do you think?
A little bit. Especially as a senior, like a lot of us are studying for AP tests and like getting college things and graduation things sorted out. So it is a lot. But for many of us, the concert definitely does take a priority over certain other things, preparing for it, because it will be our last one. And we want to make it a really good one.
A little bittersweet, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I try to think of it as just like any other concert. I practice. I make sure all my uniforms are clean. I get there on time. But yeah, it is a little bittersweet.
Let's talk briefly about the music festival in Ketchikan. How did that go?
Great. How'd it go? How'd it go for you?
Pretty good, except for the, travel experiences.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, or something.
Tell us a bit about this music festival. What is it?
Music festival's great. It's all the high schools in Southeast. We get together, we perform for each other. We have... solo stuff. We've got clinics, workshops.
Adjudications.
It's just a really, really positive thing. What's great about it is it's non-competitive, and we're excited to hear the other groups. They're excited to hear us. We've just got a positive audience all the way around, and that doesn't happen everywhere in the world.
Kaya, you had a performance you're particularly pleased with.
Yes. My friend Angela Bogoyo and I performed a flute duet for adjudication that, I think went rather well. We had, some good points and some bad points with it, but overall I think it went, pretty good.
This is your final music festival. What are some memories you'll take away from it? Music or non-music related, if you can reveal those.
I can barely remember it. It's 2 weeks ago.
It was a whirlwind experience, but definitely we were all of us very surprised by lots of the groups from smaller communities who had brand new music teachers that managed to pull out some pretty incredible things.
Mm-hmm. What were some of those smaller communities?
Haynes did a really nice job. They actually had a student who, speaking of this, picking the correct music, actually one of their students wrote a piece for the band even, you know, to the point where he was writing specifically for this student or that student to their abilities. So it was really nice to hear.
Yes, it was. I think it was pretty amazing. It would be hard to pull off in a band the size of Sitka's.
But inspirational nonetheless.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, to recap, the finale concert for Sitka High is coming up May 6th, 7 p.m. at Performing Arts Center. There is a cry room, so if you'd like to bring young children.
So if you get upset, yeah.
You can.
If you can wail in there, that's fine.
And anything else? Any refreshments, perhaps?
Oh, there might be cookies.
Okay. So if the music and students are not enough of a draw, cookies.
Yeah, cookies.
Always cookies.
Admission is free, and by donation, we suggest $5, but we're not going to turn anybody away. So
okay,
please come on down.
Well, and John, really briefly, what's next for the Sitka High Music Program? Has your replacement been selected yet?
I believe they're in process on that, and that should be known very soon.
Any words of advice to your predecessor?
Don't bother trying to fill my shoes. I'm taking them with me. Get your own shoes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me.
All right,
thank you.
I've been speaking with John D. Pilatus, music director at Sitka High, and Kaya Pike, graduating senior musician at Sitka High. The upcoming finale concerts, May 6th, 7 p.m., Sitka Performing Arts Center.